live, and you can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. It's the live Saturday edition, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's worth mentioning that Free Talk Live will continue to be live throughout the holidays. So Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve. You can count on us. We'll be here as long as we can bribe a board operator to come in at the network, and usually we can. So we expect to be live on all of those nights, so be sure to tune in. If your local radio station has chosen to play Christmas music, you can always find us online at freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Daryl's sitting in for Mark, who is arrived in sunny Sarasota, Florida. Or at least I presume it's sunny down there at the moment.
He's definitely arrived because he posted that on Facebook.
That's all I know. It's first I've heard from him in a couple days, so I guess it's good to know that he made it there in one piece. So we're here to take your calls.
Presumably in one piece.
About anything at all, at least in enough pieces to type an update on Facebook. So 855-450-FREE, also Skype us. You can Skype into username lrn.fm. I came across it, I didn't come across it easily. It was from the front page of our website at freetalklive.com. Meaning that a listener like you, perhaps it was you, actually submitted this story to our website, and then other listeners could vote it up or down. I definitely voted this one up. From TheGuardian.com, it's actually an editorial piece by William Powell. Now, who's William Powell? I'd never heard the name before, but he is apparently the author of the Anarchist Cookbook.
Hold on, so I'm confused about something. You actually vote up and down stories on your own website?
Very rarely, but every now and then if I see something,
doesn't
like, wow,
that sort
really
of
good.
Manipulate the system?
No more than any other vote would. My vote doesn't, it doesn't weigh any higher than anyone else.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, if I see something that I think, wow, that's pretty cool, I'm going to hit the up button on it. I generally don't vote things down unless it looks like spam, in which case I can go into the admin and remove that. But beyond removing spam, obvious spam from the submissions, that's pretty much all I do. So, William Powell writes over at TheGuardian.com, 44 years ago this month, in December of 1969, I quit my job as manager of a bookstore in New York City's Greenwich Village and began to write The Anarchist Cookbook. My motivation at the time was simple. I was being actively pursued by the U.S. military, who seemed single-mindedly determined to send me to fight and possibly die in Vietnam. I wanted to publish something that would express my anger. It seems that I succeeded in ways that far exceeded what I imagined possible at the time. The cookbook is still in print 40 years after publication, and I'm told it has sold in excess of 2 million copies.
I've never actually seen a print copy of this.
They exist. There's a photo of them here.
I've only ever seen the online version floating around.
It sounds like something, yeah, that's where I first heard of and saw it, but it sounds like something you'd get from one of those off-the-wall presses. I forget what their names
definitely
are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, where they, well, they sell you all kinds of books about bomb-making and self-defense, things like that. I'm trying to remember what one of those companies is. But anyway, they used to send out the catalogs back in the day. I'm sure you've seen.
Certainly. They probably go around to a lot of the anarchist book fairs.
Yeah.
There's a really big one in Boston every year. There's actually one in New York every year as well.
I'm sure there's some in Portland, Seattle, things like that. So he says, I wanted to publish something that would express my anger. Again, sold over 2 million copies. He says, I've never held the copyright, and so the decision to continue publishing it has been in the hands of the publisher. I now find myself arguing for it to be quickly and quietly taken out of print. What has changed? Unfortunately, the source of my anger in the late 1960s and early 70s, unnecessary government-sanctioned violence, is still very much a feature of our world. The debacle of the U.S. invasion of Iraq is yet another classic example. It still makes me very angry. So my change of heart has had less to do with external events than it does with an internal change. Over the years, I've come to understand that the basic premise behind the cookbook is profoundly flawed. The anger that motivated the writing of the cookbook blinded me to the illogical notion that violence can be used to prevent violence. I had fallen for the same irrational pattern of thought that led to the U.S. military involvement in both Vietnam and Iraq. The irony is not lost on me. To paraphrase Aristotle, it is easy to be angry, but to be angry with the right person at the right time and to the right degree, that is hard. That is the hallmark of a civilized person. I would go even farther, Daryl, and you're the host of Peace, Love, Liberty Radio, so I'd imagine you have some similar feelings on this. But I would go a little bit further and say that not only is it easy to be angry, but the real challenge is to love the person that you find yourself angry at.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't think he goes far enough with what he's saying here. He's kind of saying, well, you know, you've got to be angry with the right person at the right time and to the right degree.
I would say that there is such a thing as righteous anger. That, you know, anger is not always, you know, wrong per se.
It's natural. It comes naturally, but I don't want to keep myself in that place. You know, I find it to be a very dark place and not, you can be
as righteous. Oh, I completely agree.
You can be as righteous as you want about your anger, right? There's always justification and rationale. There's always a reason to be angry. So leaving that behind, that's the challenging part. Anyway, going on here. It says, 2 years ago, I co-authored a book entitled Becoming an Emotionally Intelligent Teacher. Although written for educators, the book serves as an implicit refutation of the emotional immaturity of the cookbook. The premise is that all learning takes place in a social context, and that teachers with a high degree of emotional intelligence construct relationships with students that enhance learning. I continue to work hard, in an Aristotelian sense, to be more civilized. For the last 40 years, I've served as a teacher and school leader in Africa and Asia, working in some of the poorest and least developed countries of the world. Together with my wife, I've been involved in supporting schools around the world and becoming more inclusive of children with learning challenges. We've written books on the subject and speak regularly at international conferences. In 2010, we founded, together with other colleagues from international schools, the Next Frontier Inclusion, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping schools be more inclusive of children who learn differently, children with developmental delays, dyslexia, ADHD, and autism. I suspect these children have taught me a great deal more than I have taught them. So what is the connection between the needs of these children with learning disabilities and my wish to see the cookbook go out of print? For one thing, children with learning challenges are often ostracized, sometimes informally by peers, sometimes more formally by schools that deny them admission, and sometimes by teachers who fail to understand their academic, social, and emotional needs. No child should have to earn the right to belong. The cookbook has been found in the possession of alienated and disturbed young people who have launched attacks against classmates and teachers. I suspect the perpetrators of these attacks did not feel much of a sense of belonging, and the cookbook may have added to their sense of isolation. Schools need to be safe places. Students and teachers need to feel physically and psychologically safe. Learning is greatly inhibited when fear pervades the schoolhouse, and learning is also greatly inhibited when children and young adults do not feel a sense of belonging. You know, it was interesting, Daryl, he's got one more paragraph here, but just on the point about fear pervading the schoolhouse. Do you remember the story that wasn't too long ago that was published? I don't know if it was Boston School District or where it was. I feel like it was Massachusetts somewhere, where they brought this administrator and new principal into the school, and he cleared out the metal detectors and cleared out the security staff from this, you know, what was supposed to be this scary, you know, dangerous
I do not recall the story.
Yeah, the dude came in and he made just sweeping changes to the security policy of the school. Basically eliminated the entire security force and all of the attributes of the security force. And everything got better after that. The violence that was so common, supposedly, in this particular school went away.
Sounds very similar to what some European cities have done with removing traffic signals and street signs, and then the number of accidents has decreased. The number of pedestrians being hit by motorists has decreased because people are then more aware of what's going on. There's not the false sense of security of nothing can happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a sign that says that cars have to stop for me when I walk across the street. Nothing can happen here. There's a metal detector to make sure that nobody brings weapons to school.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome. We've got the just a little bit more coming up from the author of The Anarchist Cookbook. He now, 44 years later, is saying he wishes it would go out of print. He can't control
Snowball
that.
Publishing.
So they own the copyright?
They are the ones who most recently put it in print in 2012.
We will come back with more here in moments. Plus, your thoughts on his statement about violence. Can violence actually stop violence? It's a long-held discussion here on Free Talk Live. You can also take control of the airwaves here toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Gene Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Match Resources. December 20, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,193.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,237.96, $618.98 for a half ounce, or $309.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,237.96, $618.98, and $309.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think the story that we're sharing with you from the author of the Anarchist Cookbook, saying that he has changed his mind, really, I think it should give people hope out there, because it seems like, there's some people, certainly here in the Liberty Movement, of which Daryl and I are a part, and we'll tell you more about some exciting things going on with the Liberty Movement here in a little bit. But in the Liberty Movement, there's a real strain of violence. There's a real, and it goes pretty deep from what I could tell, the idea that at some point it's going to come down to us versus them and we're going to start bombing and shooting and it's going to be a war.
There's definitely a segment of people that do promote that.
It's a fairly deep segment. I mean, it's not an uncommon perspective in the liberty movement. And I think a lot of it comes from people feeling hopeless, fearful. And as the author of the Anarchist Cookbook puts it here, and what I think is the most relevant portion of his blog post over at TheGuardian.com is the anger that motivated the writing of the cookbook, he says, blinded me to the illogical notion that violence can be used to prevent violence. Now, we don't know how long it took him to come to the conclusion that violence doesn't work to stop violence, but he did come to that conclusion. Even the author of the Anarchist Cookbook. So if the author of the Anarchist Cookbook can come over to the side of peace, then I think that bodes well for just about anybody who's got the perspective of that it needs to come to violence.
Well, one would guess that since he just recently put out this letter, that it took him nearly 42 years?
You could guess about that, or maybe he's just decided that now he's going to make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
You know, try to bring attention to the issue. Hey, 60% of home equity lines of credit were opened between 2004 and 2006. Now, these lines of credit are interest only for the first 10 years, and that means that starting next month, many people's lives are going to be changing dramatically and likely for the worse. There is good news, however. The Mortgage Minute Guy can help you roll your credit line into a new first mortgage with a lower rate. Rates are great right now and are likely to go up in the future, so give them a call. That's MortgageMinuteGuy.com now at 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com, 866-288-0088. So the author of the Anarchist Cookbook, I never knew this before, William Powell is his name, and he's writing now 44 years later at TheGuardian.com his thoughts on why he thinks this book needs to go out of print. He says he's been working with children and teachers, helping teachers, work better with children with some developmental disablements and things like that. He goes on in the final paragraph of his piece here to say, I do not know the influence the book may have had on the thinking of the perpetrators of these attacks, talking about school shootings, for instance. And I cannot imagine, he says, that it was positive. The continued publication of the cookbook serves no purpose other than a commercial one for the publisher. It should quickly and quietly go out of print.
Of course it serves a commercial purpose for the publisher. There's no other reason to publish a book except for the commercial interest of the publisher.
Well, yeah, that's generally true, but some might have ideological interests, some publishers. I mean, obviously, you still need to make a profit in order to continue publishing those books, but
yes,
you could lower your costs in order to lower your prices and lower the amount of profit that you make in order to put more books into people's hands. So how much profit the publisher is making is another question or whatever. And obviously, I don't have any problem with somebody making a profit. And I also think it's silly to believe that the book's ever going to go out of print. I mean, it's the Anarchist Cookbook.
Well, and he no longer has the copyright.
Right.
And that just brings up an entirely different discussion, and it's one reason that I decided a couple of years ago to create my own publishing company, because, and while I don't believe necessarily with, you know, the common current copyright infrastructure, I still wanted to be able to control what I was putting out and how it was being promoted.
Mm-hmm.
So that just, as I said, it opens up a whole other discussion about whether, you know, authors should be essentially forced to sign over the copyright of what they create just so that, you know, some publishing company can say, well, we'll make you a big star and you'll get X, Y, and Z, but you have to sign over all of your rights to us.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of the typical way of how things are done.
Yes.
You're saying that you don't do it that way.
I don't do it that way.
FPP.cc, that is your website. That's where folks can go and order some of the books that you've written and
yes,
books that others have written.
Yes.
Well, so yeah, we could talk about the copyright aspect of this also. I mean, he's not in control of the book, and even if the Even if the owner, the current owner of this copyright, were to honor his wishes and were to stop publication of this book, that certainly would not remove the book from any manner of public availability.
Right.
It's the Anarchist Cookbook. It's going to be available for all eternity on the Internet.
Yeah, there are digital copies on the Internet. I have a copy just because I wanted to download a copy of this thing that I know that, you know, governments don't want me to have.
Yeah, and there was something you mentioned during one of the breaks I think is worth putting out there. Some of the information in the Anarchist Cookbook may not be
a lot of correct it isn't necessarily accurate.
Yeah, so you probably want to beware if you're going to use that information to do bomb making and things like that.
Yes.
So if it hasn't been updated since the 70s or the late 60s when it was written.
It actually, according to the Wikipedia article, it was updated in 2002 when the current copyright holder purchased that copyright.
So 855, 450 free. So a couple different aspects to come at this story from. One, the copyright aspect. Certainly we can talk about intellectual property and the idea that once it's out there, you just don't get to reel it back. It's this day and age, it's just not possible to do. You put it out there, and if somebody gets a copy, then it's out forever. As long as they, you know, keeps duplicating, it gets out there and gets copy after copy. Because with digital copies, you don't lose anything. It's not like an old Xerox printer where every time you made a copy, the copy was worse off than the original.
Right.
We don't have that problem anymore, and so there's never an end to, at this point, the Anarchist Cookbook. And I'm sure to some extent he has some regrets, because he must know that that's the case.
Yes.
He knows that if this book goes off the shelves, it'll never be off of the shelves online, and of course always subject to underground printings and wherever else. So that's, you know, that's unfortunate. It sucks when you do something that after the fact you look back and you regret it, because in his case he feels like he may have encouraged people who inadvertently had encouraged people who took the lives of other innocent people. And that's got to be a real tough burden.
Yeah.
To hold on to. So your thoughts are welcome here. Let's go to Abel. He's in New Hampshire on Skype. Abel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead, sir.
That's great. You know, first of all, he brought up schools right off the bat, right out of the box there. And I think, you know, there's a huge area there to look at. You know, John Taylor Gatto is all I got to say on that, and they can look into it.
But John Taylor Gatto is a former New York State Teacher of the Year who's now speaking out against the state education system. Yeah, Abel, if you've got more, and I think you do, you can hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. Also on the way, some pretty amazing news about Canada's prostitution laws being struck down. We'll come back with more in moments.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and our toll-free number is the same as it always is, 855-450-FREE. You may also connect with us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Once again, our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. The author of the Anarchist Cookbook has changed his mind about violence, being that he used to believe that violence could solve problems, that violence could end violence. And he came to the conclusion, as I have done in my life, I don't know about you, Daryl.
Yes, I have.
But that's, that. Yeah, that violence just doesn't make things better. We'll get back into that here and, of course, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. I want to also introduce you, if you don't know yet, to the School Sucks Project. They have a series on a podcast series on their website, schoolsucksproject.com, called Logic Saves Lives. You want to check that out. It's free, of course. You can sharpen your debate skills and strengthen your intellectual self-defense with folks like Larkin Rose, James Corbett, Wes Bertrand, Derek J. Freeman, and many others. SchoolSucksProject.com is their site. It's a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, history, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com. As we go back to Abel, he is on the line in New Hampshire via Skype. Go ahead with your thoughts, Abel.
Hi, and
Daryl.
Daryl, I'm sorry. I'm terrible with the names. Anyway, I just want to say is I think the guy's wrong. Okay, I think the book is out. The book ought to exist and continue to exist. I don't think that it is creating bad people by having a book about.
I don't think he said it created them. I think he said that it empowered them to act on some of their violent fantasies.
So here's my simple question. What empowers them more, having a disarmed society, you know, particularly disarmed schools, which is all over the place, or having that book exist?
Well, I think that obviously I support people being able to defend themselves. I'm not really sure I understand the question.
Well, I'm just saying, he complains about people getting the book and then using it. And, you know, would that be anywhere near the issue if there weren't, you know, victim zones being created all over the country in having disarmed people?
What you're saying is that some of these school shooters, had they gone to a school where, say, people were allowed to carry weapons to defend themselves, that they wouldn't be as nearly as tragic, in that not as many people would have been likely killed in those instances?
I would say that there's a no-brainer there. The fact is that I don't know what. Some millions of people are carrying firearms now, and the only ones that we really need to be concerned about are the ones with uniforms and badges.
I don't know if that's true. I mean, there are private criminals out there.
Absolutely. No, but what I'm saying is that amongst people that are the legitimately carrying firearms, the people that are doing that, the police are hurting more people than the people that are legitimate firearm owners.
I would say that's true.
That's a statistic, and
that's true. But I don't think that, you know, I get where you're coming from, that you support people's right to defend themselves, and I agree with you there. But I don't think that takes away from the sentiment that this guy feels like maybe he's contributed to this to some extent. I mean, obviously, each individual is responsible for their own choices and their own thoughts, and what they decide to do ultimately is their own decision. But I can still see why somebody who, in this case, who wrote the Anarchist Cookbook, may feel like he's to some extent a little bit responsible for what those people ended up choosing to do, because they might have felt empowered by his words.
Well, if he didn't do it, someone else would have done
probably
it.
That's probably true.
And I, you know, the information is information. Even if it's all, you know, bomb making and whatever. I actually have to get my own copy because I don't have it yet. And I, you know, and I'm feeling like, well, I'm going to be deprived if this guy gets with his wish.
I wouldn't worry about it. I'm sure a quick Google search will pull it up for you. Abel, thanks for the call tonight.
Hold on. Well, one question for Abel before you drop him. You said that you don't think that he should get his way and have the book be taken out of print. Well, currently he does not own the copyright to the book. So it's basically somebody that doesn't own the copyright to the book making a suggestion about what the copyright holder should do.
Right.
Do you think that he, as the author, should have a say over what happens with what it is that he created?
Well, that would be supporting the coercive nature of intellectual property, and of course not.
Well, my question wasn't do you support intellectual property, but do you think that the creator of content should have a say over whether or not the content is published, currently published in print form?
If it was at this point not published and he decided to publish it or not, that yes, once it is, I don't think that's a moot point.
Abel, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Ken listening in Aurora, Illinois to tune in on his cell phone, likely. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian, it's a pleasure.
Hello, Ken, go ahead. This is Gerald.
Great to talk to you as well.
We would love to have Derek here tonight, too, but
I did that on purpose.
Okay.
I just wanted to call because I was having a debate with a friend of mine, and it was about the non-aggression principle. And he posed the question, in a perfect world, you've got a state, well, an area of people, of individuals, who have decided to abide by the non-aggression principle. And they know
And what is the non-aggression principle?
That, well, as far as I know, as far as what I've, you know, done research for, that, you know, you don't act, you don't commit violence upon others, but, you know, you're fully justified in defending yourself.
Okay.
But you don't, you know, initiate that force or coercion or any type of fraud or violence against another person maliciously.
So you're talking about a group, a society of people who have all agreed to the non-aggression principle. Got it.
Correct. They are fully aware that there is another area of the world, and these people have a government, and they are preparing to invade and attack you and kill your people. Do you preemptively strike them at a point where you know for a fact that you can stop them from being able to attack you and kill all of your people? Or do you simply not attack, remain peaceful, and get annihilated?
Well, I think there's a false choice in there somewhere, but hang on, Ken. We can come back and get into that a little bit further here in a moment. I want to also invite those of you who are holding on to some Bitcoins and wondering, you know, what can you do with these things? Well, some people are saying, oh, they're just, this digital currency is just a joke. Well, really? Because you can go right now with that joke and buy over 500,000 items that are ready for immediate shipment over at BitcoinStore.com. 0% markup. So if you're looking at consumer electronics, computer parts, for instance, you can go to BitcoinStore.com. You can find them likely for less than what you'll find them for on other websites out there. And you can only pay with Bitcoins. So if you're ordering over $100 worth of product from BitcoinStore.com, shipping is free. And if you order less than $100, shipping's a flat $5 rate. It's really unbeatable. Go and see it for yourself and click around. Go ahead, compare the prices. The service is great. It's easy. It works. You can even ship it anywhere. There's no verification of to whom you want to ship. There's no checking on anything like that. You put in the address to which you want to ship it. You send with, you pay the Bitcoins and you get your products. I've done it and you could give it a try too over at BitcoinStore.com. Again, that's BitcoinStore.com. So we're going to come back with Ken's question here in a moment. The society of people that are abiding by the non-aggression principle, and they find out through some sort of means that some state or some group of people out there is looking to invade. How do you handle that? Daryl, we'll get your answer here in a moment. 855-453. And your answer is certainly welcome. 855-450-3733. Do you preemptively strike? Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio, it's Ian
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You may Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. Talking kind of generally about the Anarchist Cookbook. The author of the Anarchist Cookbook has now come out against his own creation. He realized at some point in his life, probably later on, that violence was not the solution to violence. He regrets having put the book out there. He's concerned that some people who have used violence against innocent parties might have been inspired by his angry writings. So he was very angry at the time that he wrote the Anarchist Cookbook.
He was also 19.
That's right. Well, as young men tend to be very angry, and I remember being that age, and I had some similar frustrations at that time. I did not turn them into written form, but I did get on the airwaves with them, and, you know, I can't take those things back. I don't spend any time thinking about the things that I said in the past. You know, you can't unerase those things, and I think that as much as this, the author of the Anarchist Cookbook might want to have his book disappear tomorrow at the snap of his fingers, that's just not very realistic. And so the best thing that you can do is simply change your message and do your best that you can to propagate a better, more peaceful message.
I don't think he asked that the book disappear tomorrow. He asked that it no longer be currently published.
He says it should quickly and quietly go out of print. So, again, he might wish it to disappear tomorrow, but ultimately that's not going to happen.
And, again, that's not what he's suggesting for it to disappear. Because for the book to disappear would mean for every copy that currently exists to be destroyed, and he's just asking for it to go out of print.
No, I understand that. Obviously, he's not going to ask for them to disappear. That's not realistic. But would he like that to happen? I get the feeling he would like
probably
that to happen. So, anyway, back to Ken in Aurora, Illinois. He took us to a slightly different direction here, bringing up the issue of the non-aggression principle, which is kind of a catchphrase, maybe jargon, if you want to call it that, that it's very common within the liberty movement, of which that you and I, Daryl, are active members. And, you know, I like the idea of the non-aggression principle. Personally, it doesn't go far enough for me. I think that peace is the most important principle. But let's get back into it here with Ken, who called asking about a sort of a fictitious society, one in which many of us would probably appreciate living in, where people explicitly agreed to follow the said non-aggression principle and not use force to achieve their political or social ends against one another. But then the question comes up of, what about this other society of bad people who want to invade? They are purportedly planning an invasion, and your question is, what do you do? Is that right, Ken?
That is exactly correct. It was proposed to me, and I didn't really know how to answer it.
Do you have any thoughts on
it? Each has their own, but...
I actually have more questions than I do actually have an answer to this. How do you know that every individual that you meet on the street isn't secretly planning to mug you and steal your wallet and then steal your car and then go to your house and steal everything in your house?
There is absolutely no confirmation, no guarantee that everyone doesn't.
Okay, so should you preemptively defend yourself against every individual that you meet?
No.
Okay, so how is this different in real life from the fantasy world in which the non-aggression society thinks they might be attacked, or at least someone in the non-aggression society thinks that they might be attacked by another society?
Well, in order for the hypothetical to work, I mean, everything has to be 100% perfect, but that's what makes it a hypothetical. There's, you know, this other group of people, this you know, group of statists have explicitly said, we're out of water. We have no more water. You guys have an aquifer underneath you. We are coming to get your water. You can either give it to us, or we are going to destroy all of your buildings, kill all of your people, and that's about it. You have, you know, so much time to do it. You know, it's...
Okay, so in what ways are they going to come in and destroy everything without harming the water?
Well, I mean, if they just roll in troops, it's an aquifer.
Okay, well, it's kind of hard to kill everyone and destroy everything with just using people with guns.
Right. I mean, then presumably people with guns would also then defend their property and put a stop to that.
Yes.
So I that's the problem with these hypotheticals, is they have to exist in worlds where reality doesn't.
Right.
And so as soon as you start breaking down the details, it just doesn't make any sense anymore. I mean, you've got right now North Korea dictator Kim Jong-un, who certainly is rattling the saber, so to speak. I mean, launching nuclear tests, for instance, and actively, what did he just send a fax to South Korea recently that was threatening to them or something like that?
I think I heard something like that.
Headline about that.
But the North Koreans are also convinced that the United States is going to roll in any moment and try to destroy North Korea.
Well, right. Actually, they are actively telling their people that the United States is attempting to attack North Korea, and that's why they have power outages and things like that at nighttime, which, of course, is complete propaganda.
Yes.
But anyway. So, you know, nobody's rolling in and attacking Kim Jong-un because he's out there saber-rattling. He hasn't actually attacked anybody yet, except for his own people.
True.
And then you also get to the issue of talking about things
as...
Well, then you also
have
issues...
Black Ops over there.
Okay, well, I don't know about that, and I don't have Black Ops, so, you know, I'm not sure who we is. I think you might be talking about the U.S. federal
government.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so, and that's also part of the issue that I have with your question about, well, there's this society where everyone agrees to the non-aggression principle, and then there's this other society where they are planning on attacking. I'm going to just go out on a limb here and say that in the reality, most of the time when you have a government planning on attacking some other land, that they, the rest of the people, don't necessarily support that attack. That a lot of the time governments do, or the state people do, things that are completely anathema to what the people would prefer them to do.
And then the spokesmouth of the government will convince everyone, if you don't support killing these people, then you're a terrorist.
Right, and you know what would probably rally the people behind the government? Is if you, Ken, or you know anybody else that supports the preemptive strike doctrine, and I'm not saying you do, you were asking a question about it from a conversation you were having, but anybody who supports that doctrine, if you were to actually do that, you know, jump the gun and then go and bomb this other, you know, this group of people, or even if you were to just be bombing the military targets in those other countries, to try to avoid bombing innocent people, that would still be exactly the justification that government needed to then launch the strike that you were fearing and have the support of their people behind it. So I think it's just a bad idea to use violence in general. But I support your right to do it on a personal basis with individuals who might threaten you. And if you are being attacked by men with a tank, then I certainly support your ability to try to stop that. I don't think you're probably going to have too much success, but, you may have anti-tank weaponry. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Ken. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE.
And Ken did, bring up the very important point that hypotheticals are really bad for trying to determine someone's philosophy or how to put that philosophy into practice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've heard people ask the hypothetical before, okay, so you support non-aggression. So if you had a time machine, would you go back and kill Hitler before he became a bad man?
Okay. How do you deal with that one?
Well, I don't have a time machine. If you have a time machine and you want to go do that, go right ahead. But I'm refusing to answer your stupid question.
If we want to get into it, why not? How about this? If you had a time machine, you could go back and talk sense into him, maybe. I mean, try some nonviolent solutions rather than murder.
Or how about try to, make sure that the ending of World War I didn't create the environment that allowed Hitler to be such a horrible man and get as much power as he had.
Sure. And now we're off into the realm of total fantasy.
Butterfly effect.
Yeah.
We're talking about having a time machine, so let's just go back a little further and try to fix another problem that didn't allow the one problem to exist.
True. You could go back to when Hitler was conceived and attempt to date his mother, and that way he would never actually have been
made
in the first place.
We have to go back and stop Napoleon from trying to invade all of Europe.
Yeah, but how would you do that? Like, what would be the way that you'd go about it?
You'd talk sense into Napoleon.
Well, of course, then you also get to the question of, is it inevitable? Is a Hitler-like figure inevitable anyway? So in that, if you did go back and stop Napoleon and or manage to get his mother to fall in love with you, much like Marty McFly and... in Back to the Future, if you were to be able to successfully accomplish that, then would some other power-sick freak end up rising to power and bringing about a Holocaust anyways? That's something that just would be inevitable, even if you were able to eliminate Hitler. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And did I hear there's going to be another Bill and Ted's? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.